today.
You're looking, got a one-man game.
You're looking like you have your best golf attire on today, in honor of the Masters.
I'm glad you finished it.
Well, actually, it would have been done probably an hour ago. To stretch this out on a made-for-TV deal, I was going to run about 60 plays. Well, 60 plays for us is usually done in about 30 minutes. So we stretched it out to whatever it was. So that made it a little bit tougher. But it was good. Nobody got hurt. Guys had a little fun. The crowd was great. And we're good. The crowd was good. And then I think our guys enjoyed the atmosphere a little, especially some of the guys that really hadn't played much in the game. So it's okay day.
A little scared when Austin Hill got hit pretty hard there in the beginning?
Yeah, that shouldn't have happened. We told our guys it was live, but we didn't want any blow-up shots. And I think the guy was just going for the ball, and he kind of ran into him. I didn't even know it was Austin until I see him, and he popped up. So he was good. But, I think in a strange way, for Austin, some of the guys are coming off of injuries. You almost need to get hit one time. And then so you get your confidence back. So hopefully that happened.
What did you make of the quarterbacks and how they
were? You know, today's was probably indicative of what it's been most of the spring. Okay at times, uneven at times. Has there been some separation? I think a little bit more so now in the last week than early in the spring. Yeah, but the competition will continue on until August camp.
I know you won't name any names, but are there any guys that have really helped themselves these last 6 or 7 weeks at that position?
Most of them have helped. I should say that. I know that's a generic answer, but most of them have helped from the standpoint that we're getting more confidence in that they can run the system. But no one has kind of seized it and saying, I'm the guy, which I didn't think was happening because we've been spreading the reps out so much.
Separation from where? From 1 to 3?
Yeah, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7. There's some in that deal, but I only have 2 more guys coming in the fall, so it's going to be, I'm going to sit down with them next week and kind of tell them where they're at, and it'll be confidential.
Since you've been here, is Devontae the best receiver at making guys miss?
I don't know. Yet to be seen. I mean, he's done it in practice, but some of those other guys, Samaji Grant, Nate Phillips, Nathan, not practicing in the spring. But Devontae gives us some things that we can do, not just in the slot, but in the return game and maybe in the backfield. And he's such a competitive guy, too. I think that's one of his best attributes is he loves the game. He loves to compete.
Is the play of the wide receivers as impressive to you as it looked to everyone else?
Today? I don't know. Was it an impressive wide receiver play or poor defensive back play? As a head coach, I go back and forth, so I'm not overly thrilled with some of those missed tackles. That was a concerning point, and that's the thing that's hard. You only practice tackle eight times or something in the spring, and you do less than that in the fall, so it's a concern.
The overall view of the spring for you?
I think it was pretty good. I think we got more done than we probably did the other 2 springs. We had more bodies. The tempo was faster. We got more evaluation done, but still got a lot of work to do in the summer. We're not to the point where we can be on autopilot.
And another quarterback, just the quarterback situation, the sequence that you used, anything to read into that?
No, and it's changed. The only thing that's consistent about that is we've been totally inconsistent on who's going out there. And we told them that it was going to be, call a guy like a relief pitcher. They're all warming up, and all of a sudden they were bringing in somebody completely out of blue, so there's really nothing to be put into that at all. But when I sit down with them starting next week, I'll tell them, listen, you're in the top 3 or you're in the top 4, and this is what you need to work on in order to have a chance to be the starter, because they all want to be, and I don't blame them. Everybody wants to know who the starter is. But I can tell you this, I don't see myself named a starter until a couple minutes before the first game. For a couple seconds.
Conscious decision not to let them talk to us is just based on.
Is that right? I didn't know. Molly did that. That's a good decision there, Blair, Molly. Because you guys, you're gonna ask them questions that, frankly, they're not gonna have the ability to answer. So, but I don't mind you talking to them. But other than if you ask them how they did, they're all gonna probably say they did well. I don't blame them, but no, I'm the only guy that's gonna. It'll help clear that thing up. And I'm not trying to be coy. I'm just telling you, it's been good to get a little bit of an idea who we think is more prepared or ready to do it than others. But I want to see what they do in August, too. Or no more in August, but throughout the whole summer.
Do you feel like you're closer to having a dominant pass rush guy?
Nope. I think we got guys that go pretty good, but do we have anybody that you hold your breath when you pass rush? I haven't seen it this spring.
How necessary is that for your defense?
Oh, it's critical for any team. You know, but we have a couple guys that can be pretty solid at it. But, again, that's a work in progress.
How did you like working with the fans calling the plays?
Well, I did that last year. I think we had more success, but I'm going to blame it on the plays that they had to choose from. I didn't give them a whole lot of good options, and then the execution was a little certainly off. But there were four of, I don't know how many touchdowns there were, two of them? So four of them are going to have bad coaches shows this week.
Compared to the end of your first spring here, where are you guys as a program? Are you heading the way you want?
Yeah, I do. No question. You know, from a recruiting standpoint, from a development standpoint, from a deal where everybody understands how we want to run practice, how we want to run the program, it's night and day. I mean, just how practice is run so efficiently now as compared to what they did. And, you know, there's stability on the staff. So I feel really good where we're at. And I think this recruiting class coming in, even though some of them are already here, there'll be some more talent added to the mix. And then going forward, I think we're going to keep getting better.
Would you like to get this to a deal where a spring game is kind of packed with a little more?
Yeah, I'd love to. You know what? I appreciate the crowd that was here. But, I mean, I'd like to have, you know, at least half this place filled every spring game, you know, because the weather's going to be nice and there's a lot of things surrounded that. But, we just keep working until it happens.
Did you see more than a handful of the new guys coming in, being on the field in September?
Well, eight or nine of them are already here. All the ones that were here got enrolled early, had a chance. But of the other 17, I'll bet half of them will probably play as freshmen.
Where did Jesse help himself the most this spring?
Just his knowledge of what we're doing. You know, he still have moments of inconsistency, but he's so much further ahead as far as, you know, understanding, you know, the plays and where his eyes are supposed to be and how it's supposed to be executing. And so he's made good strides. That's what you'd expect, and that's one of the goals in spring.
Same thing with Anu. Where is he helping?
Same way. You know, I think he got ready. He was redshirted last spring or fall, and he had a redshirt, I think, mentality. Like, you know, okay, I'll start competing in the fall, in the spring. And that's really not what you want our guys to do. But now he's squarely in the mix. So hopefully that motivates him to have a great summer.
When you don't have a veteran running back coming back, how important is it to have a quarterback that can run with the football?
Well, for us, we think it's important to have one that can run anyway just because of our system. You know, we want to make him defend all 11 guys, not 10. And if the guy can move around a little bit back there, it gives you, you know, again, 11 on 11.
Are Devontae and Samaje going to be threats out of the backfield?
Yeah, we wanted to make sure, especially Devontae, knew what he was doing at slot. Samaje already knows what he's doing, so we gave him a few reps today. But in the fall camp, both of them will take reps at running back.
Charlie lined him up in the Wildcat at times in high school. Is that potentially a situation you could?
No, not going to happen. Because then it's another whole thing he's got to learn, and I think learning three positions is enough for him.
Did you get any clarity at the nose tackle spot this spring?
What's that?
The nose tackle spot, did you get any clarity there this spring?
A little bit deeper. You know, we're going to miss a really good player in Hood, but I think, you know, we're going to have a little bit more depth with some of the young guys. The guys got redshirted, so we're going to. And Dwight Melvin's had a pretty good spring, too, at nose. So I think Coach Kerlaff feels comfortable that we've got, you know, a few more bodies at that position.
TJ Johnson?
Yeah. Yeah, really, he's had a really good spring, and he sprained his ankle. Getting out of bed last night, stepping on his roommate's phone or something that was on the floor. And the poor guy, here he is, his opportunity to go out, and he's waited so long to have showcase himself. And, you know, and I think he was just sick to his stomach that he couldn't practice. But it's not a long-term thing. It's just an outside ankle sprain.
How did you like what you saw from Caleb this spring?
Caleb's had a good spring. You know, he's had a lot to learn. You know, I think sometimes we forget that this is his first spring. But, you know, he's a talented guy. He loves football. And you know, no question with him. You know, we got some big bodies now with him and Trey and David and Austin.
And Devontae was talking like sometimes he has to prop up Caleb. Devontae has all this energy. Do you like having all that energy amongst them?
Yeah, I like. I mean, I said Devontae has, you know, Samaje and those guys. I mean, they just love to compete. So I think it's really infectious for all of us.
You willing to say anything about Cam Denson? About what he might do?
Yeah, I mean, there's a handful of guys that I think that probably physically can contribute right away. And Cam is one of them. You know, I think he's, you know, he's got enough physical skills. And I think he's competitive enough that he's going to probably be in the mix to play. I'm just wondering how we're going to get him reps on both sides of the ball. Because I think the defensive guys would love to have him too. So he's got a chance to do a little bit on both sides.
Are you pretty well set that Devontae will be the punt returner?
No, the guy? No, I don't know yet. But he's you know, as last year was a little bit of a concern for us. You know, we had some youth there. I think, you know, with Nate Phillips and Johnny and now Devontae and maybe even Cam or somebody, we're going to have a lot more options at the return game.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys, coming out. Appreciate it.